This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, June 4th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Kelly. Here's today's headlines. California eyes new gate rules, delays to state services coming, and activating ag for Trump. Well, the Food and Ag Issue Summit kicks off today at the Sheraton Grand in Sacramento. You can still participate virtually at www.agripulse.com. New gate regulations on the horizon. The Governing Board of California's Workplace Safety Regulator, Cal OSHA, they're considering new requirements for horizontal siding gates after a death at a school playground. Board member Joseph Alito, who built a name as a trial lawyer in antitrust cases, plans to propose a petition for rulemaking later this month. Along with the school incident, at least three workers have been crushed to death by gates in California, that according to Cal OSHA staff. Meanwhile, Assemblymember Damon Connolly of San Rafael is pushing to add new inspection and safety requirements for the gates. He called the perceived lack of regulation, quote, a ticking time bomb for its potential to lead to more deaths. His AB 2149 would require the installation of, quote, simple, cost-effective safety pieces. An ag coalition led by the Wine Institute has negotiated amendments to exempt ag and forestry. Yet the measure still targets commercial, industrial, and residential properties, potentially sweeping up ag production, storage, and processing facilities into the mandate. The coalition remains opposed. Brace for delays to state services. A budget deal between the Assembly and Senate has given the green light to Governor Newsom's proposal for an 8% spending cut across agencies. The Independent Legislative Analyst Office viewed it as a worthy endeavor to seek out inefficiencies in government, but it warned that the governor, quote, could be oversimplifying the problem. It seems highly unlikely to us that permanently reducing roughly $1 in every $10 spent on state operations would have no effect on services, the office wrote in its assessment. And cuts of such magnitude cannot be accomplished in a single budget year, it surmised. The reduction, first pitched in January, would also conflict with the governor's new proposals to increase spending to implement recently chaptered legislation, such as controversial bills on corporate climate reporting. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Republicans pad House margin with Fong. Representative Vince Fong of California sworn in last night to the seat vacated by the retirement of former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. The heavily agriculture 20th district includes much of the Southern Central Valley. Republicans now have 218 seats to 213 for Democrats. Four seats are vacant. Capitol Hill fundraiser puts ag focus on Trump campaign. House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn Thompson and his counterpart on the House Natural Resources, Bruce Westerman, they headlined an ag focus fundraiser for Donald Trump at the Capitol Hill Club last night. A number of other House members made appearances, as did top agribusiness lobbyists. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich also on hand with his wife Castilla, former ambassador to the Vatican. Kip Thom, who served as ambassador to the UN Food and Ag Programs during the Trump administration and co-chaired the fundraiser, described the event as, quote, very successful. Now take note. In an interview with AgriPulse Steve Davis, Thom said additional events are planned around the country. There will be one in Pennsylvania. There could be others around the Farm Progress Show in Iowa and Dairy Expo in Wisconsin. It's all about engaging, activating, and making sure people are advocates more than anything to get out and vote, Tom said. We can all talk about how we want to see this kind of policy and this kind of reform. The reality is, if we don't get Donald Trump elected as president, none of these conversations matter. Crowder, former ag trade negotiator and economist, dies. Richard Crowder, a longtime economist and agribusiness leader who served as former chief agriculture negotiator for the U.S. Trade Representative during the George W. Bush administration, has died at the age of 84. Crowder, who also served as USDA's Undersecretary of International Affairs and Commodity Programs under then-President George H.W. Bush between 1989 and 1992, later became Senior Vice President of DeKalb Genetics Corporation and served as President of the American Seed Trade Association before joining USTR in 2006, that according to his obituary. In a comment posted with the obituary, Jean-Luc Demardi, the European Commission's former Director General for Agriculture and Trade, reflected on his experience negotiating with Crowder. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. AgriPulse adds Lydia Johnson to its DC team. AgriPulse pleased to announce that Lydia Johnson has joined the AgriPulse team in Washington as a writer and broadcaster. We first got to know Lydia when she interned for us 2 years ago, and it was clear that she was not only talented but passionate about doing great work, said AgriPulse founder and publisher Sarah Wyatt. We are very excited to have her on board. You can read our full story at AgriPulse.com. FSA opens applications for grassland CRP signup. The Farm Service Agency is taking applications for the Grassland Conservation Reserve Program. The signup will run through June 28th, that according to a press release. Grassland CRP allows farmers to graze the land they enroll, while land in the general signup can only be grazed in emergency conditions. Some 8.64 million acres are now enrolled in Grassland CRP. The broader CRP program has 24.8 billion acres. Well, here's today's He Said It. Investors have run for the hills. That Roger Isom, president and CEO of the Western Agriculture Processors Association, during a presentation at a conference for the California Air Pollution Control Officers Association. After the state banned open burning, Isom had hoped to repurpose that waste for renewable diesel production. But that's no longer an option under the state's clean energy mandates, he explained. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, June 4th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.